Tony, what do you say? Phew, yes, exactly, wow.
Yeah, I think we created some really, really good opportunities tonight. Fletcher could have scored four goals tonight, and it wouldn't have been difficult chances. You know, two headers, side foot, and the shot at the end that I think actually the keeper doesn't save, and I think it's the fullback on the line that actually saves it. Thank goodness for us, Solomon follows it up, otherwise I'd be moaning about another referee making a poor decision. It's a point, and it's a disappointment we've not got three.
And also the crowd I couldn't believe it. They were booing at the end. You think you've just got a point.
Well, expectations. I think that's the big thing. And the fact that we haven't scored the goals I think that the team deserves. Even against Peterborough Saturday in the Cup, first half we could have scored four or five goals. And we've not taken the opportunities and the chances. So we need to get Sido back in the team, fit, up and running, and he's a natural goal scorer.
How easy is that going to be?
Well, the disappointing thing is we've missed him for all the season. He's our talisman up front. He's not gone anywhere and he's not really played for us and be focused with us. So, he needs to get his head down now. The window's closed. He needs to get his head down and really start playing some games and scoring some goals. That's the most important thing. He's been given a gift by God, really, in lots of respects. Natural goal scorers, everybody prays to have them around. And, he's just wasted quite a few games. But he seems more settled now, and fingers crossed that will continue.
Surely now, transfer window shut. This is the time to kick on. Everyone works together. On you go. Isn't it? I mean, there should be no...
No, he's what's his name? I spoke to him this morning. He didn't start. He had a dead leg on Saturday against Peterborough. A bit of swelling above his knee. So, hopefully, he's not fit. I think you can see he's not fit. He's not match fit yet. But hopefully over the next couple of weeks or month, if we can get him through February without picking up any injuries and get him fitter within the games, then hopefully March, April and, half of May, we'll have a fully fledged player who's really a top player.
Final thought. How concerned are you about the health of the team at the moment? One win out of seven in all competitions, in terms of getting it right and kicking away at the table.
One defeat in nine.
Okay. Good. That's a nice way of putting it then. So you're not concerned then, in a sense?
No, the team, we need more goals. But, we've lost one game in nine now. And that's not a bad return, really, in lots of respects. What we've got to do, as you've seen again tonight, when we create chances and good chances, we've got to start putting them in the back of the net.
Good point. Well done there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Can you understand the fans' reaction, Tony, at the end?
Yeah, the supporters now, their expectations are, always the same. So you have to accept that. You have to get on with it. And disappointed because the players kept going. I don't think the players stopped again tonight and kept going. And if it hadn't been for the fact that the keeper played and made some good saves for them tonight, made two world-class saves. If we'd have scored first, I think we'd have gone on and won the game. It would have taken the pressure off us, and I think we'd have gone on and won the game. But we never stopped, and the lads never stopped, and we kept creating chances. And luckily for us at the end, it was handball. Fletcher's goal really should have stood, and we should have got a penalty, and the lads should have been sent off. It's dropped for Solomon, and we've deserved that, without a doubt.
You lost Johnny Evans, though, in the second half, and that didn't look too clever. What's the early news of him?
No, he's going to be out for a few weeks, I think. So it's a blow for us.
With his knee, presumably?
No, his hamstring.
Right. Well, that's the last thing you could have done with the windows just shut as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And he's been without doubt, our best defender all season. Ever since we bought him, he's a top, top player. And his composure and quality stands out a mile. And he isn't playing in his favourite position either at the moment. But we have to get on with it. He's no good crying over spilt milk. It's happened, so we have to get on with it.
And just a thought, how close were you to adding more people yesterday, or weren't you?
We're hoping that Morrison and Brunty are not too far away, and if we can get them back in the team and back in the squad, it makes us stronger. Sandro needs games. I thought the first hour he did smashing, and then tired, so he needs games. And we're looking forward to getting the young kid in the team. He's an intelligent player, good player, play wide and comes off the line and keeps the ball, and he's got a good goal scoring record as well.
Tom, quickly, Swansea City staying up?
Yeah, I think they've got too much quality, Rob, to to not stay up. You know, they, when they're in possession and you give them time, they pass the ball ever so well. And, you know, they could have scored two or three goals on the break. They, you know, they're dangerous on the break tonight. You know, we're disappointed, obviously, Rob, because we've had lots and lots of opportunities. But fair play to them.